The leg's feeling really good. I don't know what my schedule's looking like here the next few weeks. I know I got to pass physical soon, but I'm just trucking, man. I'm grinding it out and getting better every day, and every week seems to be more and more I can do. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think I'm just steadily progressing. It's good.
What was the injury? What all was involved?
I had a compound fracture in my left leg, similar to the one you guys saw on TV a few weeks back with Kevin Ware's deal. I was taped up, though, so you didn't get to see my bones. Only I got to see them, which was pretty gruesome. But, yeah, broke my tib fib and just been grinding, man, rehabbing ever since it happened. So I'm good to be upright, and I'm happy to be back out on the field with the guys.
Did that bring back some awful memories? Did you see it live, I guess?
I did see it live, and more than anything, I knew right away. I knew right away, and I knew what he was in for. You know, I just felt for him because it's a long road. The tibia is a brutal bone to break because it's very high impact in a you know, obviously a major weight-bearing bone on your body. So I knew it was just bones, and it'll heal up. It's a tough go, but he'll be back out there. But I did feel for him. I know it's a long road ahead.
Did you reach out to him?
I have reached out to him a little bit. We exchanged information and things like that. But, you know, more than anything, I think just like everyone else has reached out, I hope he just knows that I can be a resource, and if he needs anything, I'm here. It's not a position you want to be in, a club you want to be in, the Joe Theismann club, but we're all in it now, and if I can pass on anything, I will. So it's it's not something that I planned on, but I'm here now, and I got some experience with the rehab and stuff, so I can pass it on, hopefully.
Did anybody in that club reach out to you when it happened?
Oh, yeah. Joe's been a good resource for me. I think I said that he reached out to me early, and he's been somebody that I can kind of call and lean on a little bit. So it's been good for me, and you know, someone that's went through it, and somebody that knows what it's like, because it's not too many times where, you know, you snap it right in half, and it's more than anything, it's just trying to get back to the elite level is the hard part. So he's been good to have in my corner, and so I've used him quite often, actually.
Mentally, how tough has it been? I mean, you can't really practice and do anything.
Yeah, the first few months, I mean, definitely harder mentally this last year than physically. I've been grinding in the training room every day, and that's hard enough physically, but mentally to have to sit on the sidelines and watch the guys and not be able to participate, that's been the roughest part, you know. When it's September, October, November, you think there is no light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you think that you won't be standing here in May, but, you know, being able to fight through it was part of the challenge. And I think I'm picking up, you know, a lot of speed lately. I'm doing quite a few things now with the guys at the facility. I'm not being held out from too many things, and I'm just keep on hitting the gas. So it's one of those things where you just have to feel it out. They don't have a timetable for me. I just hit the gas, and when I can't do something, I quit. And when I can keep going, I push through, and then try that the next week. And so I just keep healing and keep getting better.
Yeah, it seemed like the Titans ran a lot of kicks back last year too.
Our special teams is electric, man. It nothing's going to change around there. It's just plug my guy D-Ray right in, and we're all good. Yeah, we plan on always making big plays, man. That's what we do.
When was the first time you could get out and like actually jog or something?
Oh, it took months. Let's see. I think I was jogging. I think I was jogging in February, maybe. And then it just progressed from there. Let's see. The guy, we reported back on the 22nd of April, and I was only doing change of direction for like a week before then, and now I'm running routes with the guys and catching balls and everything else. So it's just a steady pace. I mean, I guess the first 6 months were a lot slower than that. Things didn't heal up that quickly. You know, we had to let the bone heal and the tissue heal. Now that everything's healed and the healing process is pretty much over, now the strength and stamina and conditioning is what I'm trying to get back. And shoot, I'm trying to get back something that took me 25 years to build. So in a few months. So it's been tough, but man, it's been a grind, and I got a lot of people helping me out. So it'll be good. Before long, I'll be running over Colin McCarthy again, man. It's great.
Mike, do you have any
never going to happen.
Do you have any particular memories of being here in Chattanooga with the championship game? And
Absolutely. Some of my best college memories were in this town. I can't say that they were glorious because we lost twice. I came down here and went 0-2, but this is a great place, man. I love that stadium over there, and you know the city was unbelievable. I know that. So I would like to get those games back, to be honest with you. But no, it was great. It's two of my best games of my whole career were down here, and so yeah, a lot of great memories. And one of the reasons when I first got drafted down here, I kind of feel like I fit right in. I kind of knew the scenery a little bit, and the people are great. So it's an awesome place to be. I'm glad I'm here.
I know that Coach Fisher came and watched those games because his son was on the team. Do you owe him some credit for being on the Titans, or how did that all work out?
I mean, I think no matter how you boil it down, I owe him and the organization a thank you, you know, for giving me the opportunity. You know, my college experience with him was no different than any other player's dad. We were all tight-knit group, and he was around a little bit. But the fact that I got my name called and got an opportunity and a chance with the Tennessee Titans, I him and the organization, I owe a big thanks, or else I wouldn't be standing here today.
Colin was mentioning he notices kind of a different atmosphere at Titans camp now with the changes, the new coaches coming in. Do you have that same sense as well?
Yeah, I definitely say that. Especially for me, I got a different perspective of everything last year, kind of sitting on the sidelines and going 6-10 and having to kind of be on the outside looking in as far as, you know, not being able to participate. And now it's like with the changes and the new additions on, you know, the player side and the coaches side, there's a new energy and everybody's working. We know, you know, we're not trying to rebuild. There's no rebuilding going on. It's we want to win now. The only, you know, that's the only acceptable result is to start winning. And so it's fun. It's great. I mean, we got almost full attendance every single week, every day. And so to be out there working right now, it's going to really pay off in the fall.
That's good.